The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lundabot. You know, 7:05 in the morning, it's January the 11th. What a big couple of days this has been. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room by just going to KCNR1460.com and follow the instructions right there, hit on the streaming, and then it'll take you to our chat room, where you have to pay $132 to join. Oh, okay, maybe not. Maybe you just have to put your name in. I hope you're having better... Oh, okay, I finally got it working here. Of course, joined by Bad Bob, who is not in fine federal this morning. What's going on?
Oh, there's some kind of... You know, creeping crud chasing me around, so I'm trying to fight it off, drinking the juices, and, you know, trying to get plenty of rest and all that, but I will get through.
I use Jack Daniels and honey.
Well, that comes to mind.
You know, it's not that I get well, I just don't care.
Yeah.
And at that point. Okay, but, you know, but speaking of caring, and speaking of what's going on, and speaking of somebody that when she's not here, it's like my right arm has just disappeared.
Well, we were always dividing and conquering. Good morning, Chat Packers. Good morning to the land of KCNR. Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studio. We're going to have a sunny day today. Yay. I love it. I'm in purple stripes. Love it. Today's going to be around 66. Patchy frost tonight with low of around 36. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah.
This Saturday, by the way, they do fabulous live music out there. This Saturday we have Charles Villona. And mark your calendars in 2 weeks. On the 21st, I'm going to be out there with Pat Karch. Can you hear my voice a little low? I was rehearsing last night with songs I haven't sung in a long time. Getting ready for a performance in Palm Springs. And so it's perfect to be able to put together the trio and pull out some old charts. And I'm working on a song I haven't done, just sharing with you.
Because I came home last night, I was so tired, we didn't even talk. I love you sharing. Well, honey, that has never happened.
Okay, so the song Memory from Cats is something I did for years, and I haven't done it in a long time. It's a very, very difficult song. So we pulled it out last night. And it was just amazing. No, I want them undone.
You want your blouse undone? Okay.
Anyway, so in Salmos, the 21st of January. And before we go to our market minute, I thought you might be very interested in knowing about what happened on this day in history. Texans!
Yahoo!
Are always ready to boast about their native sons. Well, on this date in 1952, another soon-to-be famous Texan was born, Ben D. Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw.
You know who that is?
Golfer.
There you go. You would know that because you and your dad used to really like to swing the club.
No, my head is full of so much trivia that has nothing to do with reality. I can just pull it right out.
Well, as he grew up, this man, Ben D. Crenshaw, naturally took to the game of golf, winning
the NC... Ben D. Crenshaw.
Ben D. Crenshaw.
Not Bendy.
Ben?
Like Bendy.
Well, that's
like Bendy
his
girl.
Bendy.
That's right, not Bendy.
He grew up and he winning the NCAA Golf Championship in 71 and 73 while he was a student at University of Texas. Well, what happened to 1972, you wonder? Well, Ben won that too, but he had to share the title with his classmate, Tom Kite. They tied. Anyway, just fun following golf trivia, if you love it. Following graduation, Crenshaw qualified for the PGA Tour. Excuse me. He didn't just qualify. He won the championship by 12 strokes and shot a 30 on the last nine holes. And he won his first venture into professional golf, the Texas
Open.
I've shot
a 30 on nine holes of golf.
I'm sure you have.
No, I have. No, it was the only thing that hung me up was the windmill. You know, and I was putting through that. Okay.
Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Steve.
Steve Medak. Good morning.
Steve, hi.
Good morning to you.
Markets are currently down. European sovereign debt issues remain on the scene with Hungary's deficit cuts and upcoming bond auctions by Italy and Spain. Dow is currently down 49 points at 12,413. S&P is off 4.8 at 1287. And the Nasdaq's down 6 points at 2696. Some of the most active stocks this morning. Chevron's off $1.47 at 107.60. IBM's currently up 61 cents at 181.92. Stocks of local interest, we have PG&E up 4 cents at 41.17. North Valley Bank off 3 cents at $9.57. For the commodities, gold is currently up $2.56 at $16.35. Silver's off 22 cents at $29.71. And crude oil currently off 78 cents at $101.46. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Steve, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute at 710, 810, and 905, and they are located out in Park Marina Drive. All right, we got a big show today. Big show. Doug Emhoff is going to be on at 730. And, gee, he just announced he's going to be running for Congressman Wally Herger, who is retiring. He's going to be running for his seat, and it has caused a shuffle like you can't believe. And we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about Brown's refusal to fund the veterans' home. Yeah, but you will fund illegal aliens. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we don't have our priorities straight here. We're going to talk about, let's see what else we're going to talk about. The wolf up in Northern California. What difference does it make? One wolf, big deal. Well, maybe it does make a difference. We've got all of these things and Occupy Reading, all here, KCNR 1460. What can you ask? What else can you ask for? Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning, January the 11th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460.
Don't you think that that was a great song one way or another? They're going to get you.
Well, you know, that leads
in, totally
leads us into the next one. You know, we'll just start with, we're going to start with this and then work our way across here. The front page news in the Record Searchlight, we like Record Searchlight, they're one-sided. It starts off with order issued to stop work, and the county says Anselmo needs to halt buildings. Okay, and here's our disclaimer. Reverge Anselmo and Anselmo Vineyards is one of our sponsors and has been since the very beginning. And we know the family. So there's your disclaimer. Unlike the paper who just says we don't like them, but you'll never hear that. It starts out with local vintner. Okay, that's true. He grows wine. He grows grapes and makes wine. Restaurateur. That's true because he has a restaurant. And Hollywood movie producer. Anselmo hasn't been in Hollywood in over 10 years and hasn't made a film in at least that length of time.
But
you can't say they're saying like he's a Hollywood producer now. He maybe was at one time, but if that's the case, when we introduce Silas Lyons, we'll say that he was a, he was a teenage, you know, car driver or something, because it has nothing to do with what's going on today. But what's going on is the county and Anselmo are locked in a battle. Now, you see one side pretty much of, oh gosh, you know, you have to get all these permissions, you have to get all these building permits, you have to get all these things if you're going to build a private chapel on your own property. you know, a private chapel for himself on his own property. Because, this, you know, whether you like it or not, this man is a religious man. Whether you like it or not, we've known him. He is a very religious man. He wanted to have his own chapel. And so what happens? He puts, takes out permits. Oh, no, we need more answers on this. Well, you've got to build a house to go along with the permit. Oh, the Williamson Act. Well, let me tell you. Mr. Insomma will be in here tomorrow. Reversion Insomma is going to be here on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He's going to come in with the guy that does all the permits. And you're going to hear his side of the story.
You know, private property is, from some bureaucrat's point of view, merely an excuse to tax you, and you can't do anything else with it.
Well, let's talk about the wolf. You know, what do you say? Well, how can you tie the wolf into what's going on up in Selma?
I'll tell you.
I can, and anybody can. The wolf, that one little wolf that comes across up into Northern California, up in Yreka. Oh, it's just a wolf. Do you know what the concern is of the Shasta County or the Siskiyou County people up there? And you should be considering it down here, my friends. You've got a wolf. Oh, then like everything else, he's going to need to have protected area he can run in. Now, it doesn't say that now, but remember the spotted owl. Look at what the coho salmon's doing. You put a wolf in there, especially if the wolf has a mate and then has these cute little cuddly cubs. What is Yreka? What is Siskiyou County? What is their fear? Oh, we're going to take more of your land, more of your water from you to protect these animals. You know, frankly, I didn't even see that. I just saw one single wolf coming down, thinking, hey, it's kind of cool. It's moved its way back to Northern California. But then I remembered the bureaucracy that is trying to take their land and their water in Siskiyou County, a bureaucracy that we had the people from the Pacific Legal Foundation on yesterday fighting the EPA, fighting them tooth and nail, a small group of people fighting a multi-layered, monolithic agency that's being paid for with millions of your tax dollars to keep a couple in Idaho from building a house and refuses to give them a day in court. Well, they finally got their day in court. United States Supreme Court. And Judge Alito says, I cannot believe this is happening in America. Well, I don't believe it should be happening in America. You know, oh, we've got to do these permits. Oh, you've got to do this. Tell me that the lawsuit that Anselmo has against the county doesn't have anything to do with this. Tell me that. And frankly, I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're going against anybody like that. Tell me that it has nothing to do with the fact that Anselmo has them on the ropes in a lawsuit. Well, they're hoping this can all be worked out. I hope it can be, too. I would hate to see, you know, people's rights again being trampled on.
This does not look good. Again, when we're trying to encourage businesses to come up here that have decided to make a home, dig the roots down, employ several hundred people, and
You know, here the thing is, too. You know,
it'd be like
a thing, right.
We couldn't build a little something in our backyard.
You can't, unless you're growing marijuana. Then it's okay.
That's interesting. I think we should.
How about that?
I think we should probably take a break on that.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back, I didn't really mean to get into it like that, but I'm looking, again, into people's rights and the government going against them.
You are incensed.
I am incensed about it. And you know what? And it has nothing to do with Anselmo.
And you should be, too.
It has nothing to do with Anselmo. I'm just as enraged about the EPA and the Sacketts up in Idaho. And now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the big shuffle now that Mr. Herger has said that he's had enough. Oh, it's going to be big, and we've got everybody that's involved in it. It's going to be on the show in the next 2 days.
Which shell is it under? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
The world was on fire, and no one could save me but you. Strange world desire, make foolish people.
I never dreamed that I...
When you're sick.
share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow Poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies Bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's Better on the River.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. Brought to you by Phil's Propellers, Procure Sense, Scott Valley Bank, Blue Lake Casino and their great outdoor activity packages, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, and MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
So much to cover this morning.
We had to cancel some other stuff that was coming in here because we've just got a lot of things.
I would say put your strap on, get strapped in because we're like amped up here.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay, tomorrow, Thursday morning, the Reading Veterans Home Support Committee is going to meet at 8 a.m. on Yuba Street at the Vet Center. They're going to find a way to have Brown keep open the vet's home this year. You know, right now he said, oh, gosh, there's just not enough money in there for the vets. But wait, we'll just still continue to give all that money to those illegal aliens. But in those committees, but you know what? We just can't come up with that money for those two veterans' homes and those veterans who have supported this country. You know, at what point do you start gagging?
Those people, as we all should, be supportive this Saturday by just being present for the funeral that is happening from the gentleman, the sailor in Anderson. And, of course, we've been talking about the Baptist church that is going to be protesting. It is news. We weren't sure. We're going to be talking about some of that throughout the program, the details of where the funeral procession is going to begin and some of the protesting that's going
to be. It will be at IGO. And it's going to be in the blog. I'll put it on Time Under the Helmet, but we're going to also put it in there.
Well, let's just talk about your experiences with the Patriot Guard rider and how you've had this happen before with a funeral that happened up out of Weaverville.
Yeah, well, this Saturday it's going to be, of course, Petty Officer Chad Rieglin. And Westboro said they're coming because it's going to be a big community event. This, they've shown up before. And what happens is usually the sheriff's deputies just kind of surround them. The one time we were up for the firemen that had that were killed in the helicopter crash, Westboro Baptist Church, who are a bunch of crazy asses, were across the street, all women, by the way, all women, saying horrible, horrible things about these firemen that were killed. Horrible things. Patriot Guard riders got between them and the family and the service, and they were like 100 yards off anyway, and stood there with their flags.
Oh, it was the firemen. Okay.
It was the firemen, in that case. But they've shown up for others, too, and have been surrounded. But they're saying they're going to show up for this one. So, Westboro Baptist Church. They have been told, they have been up to the Supreme Court, said they have a right to protest and say horrible things at funerals, no matter what the family thinks. That you can't keep them away. The only thing you can do is kind of put them someplace for their safety, which I hope Sheriff Basenka will do. I'm sure he will. And then you have enough people that's in between these idiots and the family, and they're there to show your support. So that's going to be Saturday. I'll be talking. We'll be talking more about that. But it will be up there at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And I urge you all to...
Just show up.
To show up. You know, Chad Riglin was an EOD guy. Explosive Ordnance Disposal. And, we talked about him before and lost his life last week in Afghanistan. His family is from Anderson. We're going to be there, and we hope that all of y'all will be there, too, to say goodbye to this young man, this hero that's been there on the walls for us, as so many others have. Now, I don't know for sure. It's been this, Westboro puts out these things, saying, oh, we'll be there, we're going to be there. Sometimes they don't show up. Anyway.
And you kind of just wonder, really, not to give that a lot of attention. Of course, we give the attention to the respect and the support to Chad and his family. But you wonder what the teachings or what goes in the mind of somebody protesting a funeral. I mean, what goes on in a sane...
They do it to get one. Well, here's a number of reasons that they've done it. One, they get paid not to. Two, they get publicity. Three, this is a small cult. They bought this church, by the way, and they've turned it into this cult, which is mainly family and extended family. But their whole thing is for this attention, and they're saying is that the United States is being punished by these deaths because of our stance on homosexuality, to let homosexuals live a life and have a life. This is what they're saying. And so when they're standing up, these soldiers and Marines who died for the rights of people, there's this protest of these slime have brought this to this. But it's also brought the Patriot Guard riders who were first formed to become a barrier of flags and people that cared between the Westboro Baptist Church and the families. Anyway, their message isn't just to hate war. That's no, they don't care about that. It's being homosexual. It's their own little. This is their own peccadillo. This is their own thing that they're fighting against. They don't care about war. They don't care about anything except what they think. Anyway, hey, when we come back in a couple minutes, we've got Senator Doug LaMalfa coming on. When Herger announced he wasn't running, this started a chain of events that Doug LaMalfa was going to run for his Senate seat. Well, and for his congressional seat. So LaMalfa runs for Herger's seat. Jim Nielsen's going to run for the Senate seat. Dan Logue, who was going to be in the first district here running against Bassetti, has said, well, I'm not going to move back in the first district. I'm just going to stay in the third district and run for Nielsen's seat. And so Rick Bassetti is the only Republican running for the first seat. So, or in the first district.
It's like one of those little number puzzles that you move all the numbers around.
Yeah, does that make you, okay, let's try it again. Herger leaves. LaMalfa runs for Congress. It leaves his Senate seat open. Special election, Nielsen's running for that seat. He's already got LaMalfa's blessing. Okay.
He used to be a senator.
Right. Nielsen then, his seat will be open. So Logue, who's going to be running for assembly anyway, was going to move into our district because he didn't want to run against Nielsen, is now staying where he lives and running in Nielsen's district. And Rick Bassetti is running in the first district.
There will be a pop quiz.
Okay. Afterwards, we'll ask these questions. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 7:30 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of red. Concerns about a recession in Europe is outweighing hopes that the economic recovery stateside will gather momentum. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now off about 40 points, down a third of a percent. The surprise resignation of Urban Outfitters chief executive is sending its stock tumbling. The retailer says Glenn Senk is looking to pursue another opportunity. Urban's chairman and co-founder Richard Hain will take over as CEO. Senk will stay on to help with the transition. And to make matters worse, the company received a ratings downgrade from an analyst at Citigroup. And it's official, the company behind the Twinkie has filed for Chapter 11. Hostess cites increased competition, tough economic conditions, as well as troubles with its pension and medical benefits obligations. Hostess has struggled since emerging from bankruptcy protection in 2009. The company says it will continue to run its operations during the restructuring process. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Currently 55 degrees here on KCNR. We have a beautiful, beautiful day. Temperatures are going to be around 66 with patchy frost. Tonight, with lows of around 36, we've got a beautiful week ahead of us. Morning frost tomorrow with around 66 again, 37. Friday is 68. It's just across the board. It's a fabulous week. You know, we still have roses coming up.
That's right.
And so welcome to the program. Again, the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And again, there's music every Saturday night at Ensemble Vineyards. But talk about music. I'll tell you what, the airwaves are buzzing with the new information. And welcome to the program. Good morning. Doug LaMalfa, hello.
Good morning. How are you, Linda?
Gee, good. Senator. Gee, the difference a week makes.
Been a heck of a 24 hours, yeah,
for sure.
Okay, now, tell the truth. You knew about this a month ago. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
I've known about it for a few weeks when Congressman Herter confirmed that he would like to hang it up and see if I'd be willing to step in behind him in this role here. So I'm very, very honored that he would have the confidence in me to do this, and it's a giant thing, and you don't serve for 25 plus years like he has and just walk away from your district without caring about who's going to come behind you and be a steward of what you've tried to do. That's how I felt when I was out of terms in the assembly, and so I'm blown away by this whole thing, as when he first told me, and then the reality of it coming to a head right here is just the implications are huge. So
we're excited for you.
Thank you. It's the support is great. I mean, the phone's ringing off the hook, and the text message is I can't delete them fast enough to get to the next group of them. So, but it's just pouring in, and I think we're going to do quite well with getting lined up for the campaign. And I'm just excited. So we still have much work to do here. Yesterday was a full day of committees, and we have them today. And I got to introduce my high-speed rail revote bill here pretty soon, so we're getting co-authors on that. So I have a role to fill, and I'm not going to shirk that in order to run off and be campaigning. But I'll just have to put more 14-hour days in, and that'll work. So,
well, you know, what about the veterans' home that Brown has taken off the table again?
It's a very obviously serious situation, and that he would want to play some kind of game with that isn't very nice, and putting veterans and their issues after so long of being promises is actually kind of cruel. And so if this is some kind of budget ploy, I am appalled at that. It is the first early version of the budget. Now we have to go back to the table and fight to get that put in. But what they're really doing is putting in peril the federal funds that would that have already been used to match it there. And if the state doesn't do its part, do the feds then come in and send a bill for what was already promised for what would be an open and operating home on a certain timeline? And so if they want to mess around with that, then they're going to possibly see damage to other funds that the feds do, such as maybe they'll pull back funding from highways or some other veterans funding because they're not fulfilling their role here. So they darn well better get it done. Things are getting close to coming online here a little bit later this year, so that needs to continue to be progressing towards actually an open home so that people can use that perhaps this summer. We've seen more than enough delay because of other conditions, and then even a more recent delay because they wanted to do a budget ploy last year. So far, it hasn't thrown it off in the recent timeline of when it would actually open too much. You might attribute that to be an extra 3 months, maybe 6 months, which, okay, we're in a gigantic crisis. I suppose that's something you could argue that the state would do, but it's a disservice to the veterans that have been waiting for it and need to have this tool for them to, get what they've deserved for serving our country.
I think one of the comments that just came through is, why can't the state pay for it with an illegal fire tax? Or
exactly.
Or confiscate more people's property and sell it.
why can't they pay for it with this money that's thrown away at high-speed rail, okay? Yeah. Nobody wants this high-speed rail. I keep harping on that, not because it's some big jihad about railroads, but because we're about to commit ourselves overall to what would be, it's turning into be a $160 billion boondoggle.
I think everybody's recognizing this now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think everybody's recognizing this now, Senator. And the fact is that I, for one, could not believe that the people voted to do it in this during this economy. But now I think
they barely did back in November 2008. It was about 52-48%, and at the time they were told, "Oh, it'll mean all these jobs. It'll mean a neat railroad." Well, now when you finally see what the specifics are, whose property it's going to tear up and run through, and what the real costs are, and the overestimation of who's going to ride it, and they're claiming 1 million jobs, Carl. Okay,
I know.
Until they got caught fudging the numbers, and now we really know that after the railroad is built, it'll probably mean maybe 4,500 permanent jobs running the railroad, which I hope it wouldn't be 1 million. You know, if you did the math on that, 520 miles, if you convert that to linear feet, is about 2.7 million. So you can stand 1 million people shoulder to shoulder, and they would all be able to have a job polishing about 3 feet of rail. I guess that's what.
Well, no, they would be waving to the people that wouldn't be riding the train as they go by.
There you go, high-speed rail greeters.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa, has just announced he's running for the seat of Congressman Herger, who has just retired. And when we come back, Senator, I want to talk about now all the, it's kind of like a game of dominoes here that, once somebody does something, then everybody else is running around trying to fill different areas. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. We're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Give your home a new look for the new year with Kubler's Furniture. It's a new year and great new things are going on at Kubler's Furniture during the New Year's Celebration Sale, including great low prices throughout the store. When you shop Kubler's, you'll find quality products and great pricing on top name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. A new look for the new year. Update your dining area with a new pub table and four side chairs, only $788. Or relax on a reclining sofa, $649. Pay minimum payments and receive no interest for 1 year OAC. It's the New Year's Celebration Sale on now at Kubler's Furniture, serving families like yours since 1974. Happy New Year.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
The New Year's Celebration at Kubler's Furniture. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
This is Brian Garcia, owner of Gorilla Bites. My wife Colleen and I want you to have the healthiest New Year possible. So at Gorilla Bites, we're committed to bring you the best in good for you and good tasting food.
We have the largest salad bar in Shasta County, and we always have great homemade soups. We strive to use the freshest organic ingredients possible. So start the New Year off right with a fresh juice from our juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. We're located in the Market Street Promenade across from the Shasta College. Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, 11 to 4.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. That's what's on your dial. Good morning across the land here of the North State. Welcome to our show, 7:45 in the morning. It is the 11th day of January, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest place you can get your latte, get your regular coffee. The baristas there know how to cook it, and the best thing about those baristas are all here legally. And then we have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, Joe and Shelley. Are great people. They, you know, it's discounts for veterans. They support our community. And people that support our community, come to think of it, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator.
Good morning. Sir. Welcome back.
Good morning.
The fire tax. Somebody asked about the illegal fire tax again. Is there anything that can, what's being done about that?
That's something that's in transit right now. When they finally start figuring out how they're going to put the tax upon people, when the first bills are mailed, at that point you have a so-called injured party or damaged party there that, because it's seen as an illegal tax, it wasn't passed properly and by a two-thirds vote, then people have legal standing to be able to sue to overturn the tax in entirety. But someone has to actually receive a bill here first, and so as that mechanism is put in place, you can see Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and others joining in to put that back and push back on that and take that to court where the tax would seem as illegal. So it has to happen. Shoot, I can't talk this morning. That has to happen first before it can really be overturned.
Okay.
I understand. Hey, Senator, I'm sure many people in the chat room and that are listening are wondering, now that the focus has been shifted, I'm sure you know you of course are going to be focusing on bills that you've been had your hands in and that you've been working diligently on. But now, how does your life change now that you're running for Congress?
Well, during this time here, during the run, I just have to double time it with doing what I'm properly supposed to do in the state Senate with pursuing the legislation and doing the constituent work. So in that sense, it probably doesn't look a lot different what I'm doing in the role. And I'm always out in the district running around anyway, seeing folks and having meetings. So it probably doesn't look that much different. I just have a lot more knuckling down and off hours and behind the scenes in order to put some of those things together with the campaign. But that said, I'm kind of used to having a two-year campaign cycle anyway, with three terms in the assembly, and then the only year I haven't had to have an election was 2008. So it's been one in 2, 4, 6, and in 10. There's going to be one in 12. It looks like I'm just going to stay on that two-year cycle, and isn't that much different? Other than the congressional issues are obviously different, and the way you run a congressional campaign does have some differences than on a state one. So, but nonetheless, it's going to be serving most of the same counties I've had the chance to serve in the past. Modoc County comes back to me in this new congressional district here. I used to serve them, and most of the same counties along the I-5 corridor I get to keep. And we're really, really excited that we get to keep Shasta County and Siskiyou. That's kind of the cherry on top in this reconfiguration, because the commission, in my view, screwed up the Senate lines and took Shasta and Siskiyou away from what I would have had. So in that sense, I get to keep a very important to me area in the new configuration. So that's got me pretty excited.
When you getting Herger's blessing to run and his backing there, that just started everything moving. So now Jim Nielsen, who's by the way is going to be on tomorrow morning, said he's going to run for your Senate seat.
I think that's a really neat deal that he would be able to come back in this role. It's kind of full circle since he's served in the Senate in the past pre-term limits, and so I think that's a neat turnaround there.
And then Dan Logue, who was going to move into the first district, so he didn't have to run against Nielsen in the third, is now not going to move, but will run in Nielsen's old spot. And Rick Bassetti, who has said he was going to run against Logue, Looks like he's the only Republican right now running for the Assemblyman.
Sitting pretty right now, isn't he? So, but an open seat.
Did he know something? Did Bassetti know something? How could he have known something 6 months ago or 4 months ago when he said he was going to do this?
Look, everything changes in this business and lightning speed here. So, I mean, look at all the retirements happening around the country. And
that's
like
true.
At least five or six members of Congress have retired from just the California delegation this year. And so things move fast, and you can't anticipate. I didn't anticipate this. I had no idea in 2010.
But, you know, I had a question. You know, I had a question. I asked Congressman Herter, so you going to be running this year? And you know what? For the first time, because I ask him that every year, he was kind of like it was kind of like hemming and hawing about it. And I went back to it. I said, are you going to run this year? And he said yes. This was a few months ago. But I thought, that's the first time he had answered in that way. So I was wondering about that then.
Well, so, hopefully, Senator.
That was several months ago. I think it was still a decision he was weighing. But here in the fall, and then when we talked in December, you know, it was something he's probably been pondering. You know, each election cycle, it's probably something you have to consider. And he's served, you know, for many years, and I'm glad for him that he's going out on his terms, and he's smiling, and he got a twinkle in his eye there, and so I think he's really excited. In a way, it's a weight off here, and life would change for him because he has to contemplate a new district that's considerably changed from the congressional district he was serving, because it's going to have that whole east side corridor there along the Nevada border. And what's good for me on my side of it is I've served 12 counties in the state senate, and I think if I'm doing the math right, 8 of them are still in the congressional district. So it's probably the least amount of disruption from the constituents that I've had a chance to work with in that sense. So three new counties for me have never served is Lassen, Plumas, and Sierra. So it's a beautiful district. I'm just really excited.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Senator Doug LaMalfa. We've had exciting news. Can you hang out with us for the last 10 minutes of our show? We'd love. I know we have some more questions we'd like to ask.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa.
It may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, January 15th.
As we bring you an encore performance of Tony Maxey's adaptation of Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Featuring some of the North State's best voice talent, the story of the brave little mongoose is brought to life in this classic Rudyard Kipling tale.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
And Ken Smeets and Grossies and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, January 11th, Carl on the Bot. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, who's just announced he's running for Congress. But let's go back to some local questions here, Senator, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The up in Siskiyou County, the water battle's going on. All the elected representatives are supporting the people, and the Fish and Game Department is going after their water. Do you have a quick comment on that?
Yeah, you know, it's they're really under the gun here from so many different angles. They want to reintroduce this wolf here, or they're at least friendly to that. They want to tear out the dams on the northeastern part of the county there. That means hydroelectric power, and if they do that, people's rates are going to go up. I don't know if this is like some kind of test bed for all different government agencies to be up there messing around with people, but we're expending a lot of effort just trying to keep government off people's back there. On the water issue itself, people won't be able to afford their water rights because of this water mastering situation and the water mastering fees. I ran a bill on that a few years ago to try and give them autonomy on that, but they have lawsuits constantly coming after them, and they're concerned if they have their own water mastering that the lawsuits they won't be able to afford just to be able to keep their water right that they've had for 150 years so they can irrigate. We've had issues with a fish screen being installed incorrectly up there that we're trying to get some relief for the landowner there so they can actually take their water. It's all sorts of things at all sorts of fronts, and we're trying to establish a positive relationship with Fish and Game so they could at least listen to us and we can be able to be there for folks to get what they own and what they deserve, because these are good people who've been wrenched in some cases 150 years, and these new laws and these new interpretations of laws are being dumped on them, and they're running out of options, and I know they're running out of patience.
Well, you know, Senator, you have all the elected officials up there, including at our state level, and I think even Wally rolled in on it, that says this is not right. You got to stop this, and yet this monolithic bureaucracy just keeps hammering at them.
Well, the situation is, you know, the people are on the top, the elected officials are under them. And the ones we appoint and hire, per se, as agencies, or that we authorize with legislation. I mean, you know, Fish and Game had to be created by an action of the legislature many years ago and the governor. And so all state agencies are accountable to state elected officials. And we never have oversight hearings around here. We just allow them to run amok. And they all need to be brought in and sat down and said, what is your mission? What are you doing? Are you following what the legislature has laid out, because the legislature is in turn accountable to the voters, to the citizens, and that's supposed to be the food chain. And yet state and federal agencies are seeming to believe that they're the straw stirring the drink and everybody has to dance to their tune.
Yeah. Well, this is wrong, and we're about running out of time here. I want to ask one more question. But you're right, they need to be held. They need to be their actions curtailed, and somebody hold them to action or hold them to what the law says. The other thing is, in Congress, the veterans issues. So many veterans coming home, two wars winding down. They want to take hundreds of billions of dollars out of the defense budget. That's going to change our ability to do a lot of things in this country. But I'm concerned about the veterans returning home. What would you do to help veterans if you get elected?
We need
elected
to make the
there?
Money go farther that we have, because there's so much Pentagon money that's wasted on these, contracts that are, no one was watching where the dollars are going. And so we make a promise to the veterans when we ask them to sign up and go expend part of their lives and leaving limbs on the battlefield. It's just really shameful when we don't fulfill those promises. And this veterans home is just a glaring example of that here in Northern California. When Senator Johanneson put that in place, he's been working on that for over 10 years. Along with some other friends there in the Shasta County area, and we got to fulfill that. And so in the Congress, one of my goals will be to see that the veterans home still has the funding it needs, and whether we have to do something there because the state of California won't, we'll be looking at those avenues. But in general, if we promise something to veterans that we need to have be sure that they have the kind of care they need post operations that they expect and deserve. And
right.
I don't know, I'm going to talk to more folks with the Veterans Administration as we go along. I'm not sure why still that they aren't just given a health card and go wherever they want instead of having to crawl on a bus somewhere and go down to the Bay Area to get a simple test and wait months for it. It's already looking like...
Senator, we've run out of time.
Yes, sir.
Well, we really want to have you back on for an hour so we can sit down and talk about these
as we
will in the future.
Wind in your sails right here.
Thank you so much. We'll be on soon, and bless all the folks out there. I'm really looking forward to this again.
Thank you. Thanks. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. With his win yesterday in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney carries most of the Republican momentum into next week's primary in South Carolina. That's where Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live.
Ron, many of the polls show Mitt Romney having a lead here already, though Rick Perry's been in the state for weeks trying to campaign against Romney and also against President Obama.
Are you better off today than you were $4 trillion ago? And that's that's it on a bumper sticker.
Now, all the candidates have indicated South Carolina is going to be a battleground. That election is in 10 days. 10 days beyond that is Florida's primary, Ron.
Eben fired for religious reasons, and the Supreme Court says in one case it's legal. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern explains live in Washington.
A religious church school cannot be sued for firing a teacher on religious grounds. The employee sued the Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church in Redford, Michigan, complaining her termination was discriminatory. But in a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court sides with the church, ruling the First Amendment's guarantee of religious freedom shields churches and their operations from most anti-discrimination laws, Ron.
Jared, money is tight in Detroit, where some police stations will be closed overnight. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in our Midwest Bureau.
Ron, with one of the highest crime rates in the country, Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby says he needs officers on the street, so no more sitting at public desks all night and no more face-to-face help for Detroit residents. But Chief Godby says...
I would rather do that than have that officer just sitting there like the Maytag repair person waiting for something to happen.
Police say people usually call then come in anyway. They're also setting up some online tools for the public. Ron?
Jennifer, Dutch citizen Joran Vandersloot has pleaded guilty to murdering a woman in Peru 5 years ago. He's also suspected in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Journalist is reportedly among those who have been killed in the ongoing violence in Syria. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is tracking the story live in our Middle East Bureau.
Ron, it's being reported that a French TV journalist has been killed in Homs and another from Belgium wounded. It's thought they were on a tour organized by the regime when they were hit by artillery shells. There are also reports of fighting today between soldiers and army defectors in Hama. But the Syrian president popping up at a pro-government rally earlier in the capital, denying that he's lost support of his people, telling those gathered he's drawing strength from them, Ron.
Emily, it's 10 years to the day since post-9/11 terror suspects were sent there for the first time.
Terrorists who once occupied Afghanistan now occupy cells at Guantanamo Bay.
President George W. Bush in his State of the Union speech in 2002, that was a little more than 2 weeks after the prison was opened in Cuba. President Obama said he wanted the prison closed, but he and Congress have not come to an agreement on how and when to do it. Questions about the killing of a drum major last year at Florida A&M University remain unanswered.
Robert and Pam Champion think about hazing every day after their son was beaten to death on a bus
after the Florida Classic game last year. Now, the couple is trying to figure out why. Rumors have surfaced that Champion was hazed more severely because he was gay. The band director is on paid leave while Florida A&M University investigates that incident. In the meantime, his parents hope to spread awareness to other parents not to pretend that hazing isn't real. They say it's too bad it took their son's death to bring it out at FAMU. In Orlando, Shannon Butler, Fox News.
Hostess, the maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread, is now the author of a bankruptcy claim. The company says the rising cost of employee benefits is a big reason it took out Chapter 11 papers, but it says it will be business as usual for now. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, January the 11th. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. You can join our chat room, as many, many of you have. Big Brad, Indy, Sharon, there's so many here, I just can't get to all of them. And we are streaming live video at Livestream. Just look for Free Fire Radio in there, and come on, yeah, watch a little bit of commercial.
Currently 53 degrees downtown in the KCNR studios. You guys don't want to go away from your radios because the next hour, you're going to be typing up a storm. You're going to be calling in. I just know it. Before we get to the Wells Fargo Minute, we have a couple things to cover. You know how much we love those Super Bowl ads. I mean, some of us just like to watch the Super Bowl to see what are you springing on us now. Well, if you are a Skechers fan, and you know those little tennis shoes that seem to try to advertise that if you wear Skechers, it, you know, helps you stay fit. And we all know that the Kardashian, she was featured in the sneaker maker's racy Super Bowl ad commercial last year. Has she been replaced by a French bulldog?
No comment. There is absolutely no comment on my part that Kim Kardashian was replaced by a French bulldog.
Some people are speculating it was the divorce. Some say are not. But
maybe they said the French bulldog was a better actor.
So anyway, animal rights is causing all kinds of stir because animal rights are saying that he's running with the greyhounds, and they're saying that they're upset with the greyhounds, that they should have bigger cages, and that they're not big enough cages.
Oh,
and so we're going through all that kind of thing. Now, okay, the next breath on the left hand, left, right side, however you want to say it, we love to make sure that you attend local theater here in the North State. A few days ago, we had the cast members on from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which is a musical that is going to be here debuting this weekend, I believe. This is a pass. We've got two tickets that are $16 values, free for any of the shows, and that is going to admit one, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's the McLaughlin Theater, and that's, of course, at the Sequoia Middle School. It's a great theater. Doors are at 6:15, and so the first caller here tonight, right now, or today, hello, where are we? KCNR 1460, 605-4567. 605-4567 is going to get you two tickets for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. So do give us a call. Diane will have those tickets at the front door for you. How
front
much
door
fun?
Here.
What did I just say?
Front door here.
Okay. Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor right now, Josh Wiley. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks open lower amid concerns Europe's debt woes will hamper global growth. Markets declined after a report indicated Germany's economy shrank in the fourth quarter, and the European Union lowered its growth forecast for the region. Currently, the Dow's down 55 points at 12,406, while the NASDAQ is down 2 at 2,700, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,287. Oil's down $1.32 at $100.92 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury yielding 2.99%. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up $0.25 at $38.82, Disney's down 48 cents at $39.15, and AT&T is up 14 cents at $29.90. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the writing office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Those are Wells Fargo Advisors. They are on at 710, 810, and 905. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. You know, before we go into this break, I just have one last thing I wanted to say. We're talking about how the European Commonwealth there is having problems with their money and their economy and all that. Part of it is their social programs. And, in fact, this one I just had, I couldn't figure out how to get this into the program, but now they just opened it up for me. Greece. Greece is the one who's had all these riots and their government's coming apart and they don't have any money. Well, they just announced that they have recognized some more state-recognized disabilities. The latest is pedophilia is now a state-recognized disability in Greece. That was added to exhibitionism and kleptomaniacs. This the feds awarded higher disability pay to pedophilias than if people have had organ transplants or have lost legs. Former or ones that are already on this list are pyromaniacs, gamblers, sadomasochists, and fetishers are already on this list. Now, people that are, you know, that have disabilities in Greece are screaming about this. How can you do this? Because you're taking money away from blind people to give to pedophiles and to people that want to dress up in strange costumes. We got to take a break here. Yeah, we want to get
nothing
to that.
Nothing wrong with dressing up in strange costumes, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, but are we? Yeah, but getting money from the government for it, and you know, it's just going a little bit far there. It makes you wonder: do we really want to be like Europe? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Clint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Clint Black shows the ones to remember. Clint Black in concert. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Clint Black. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Tickets are on sale now at WindRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, 813 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? The Espresso Joes and the coffee they have and the baristas that will make it any way you want it and the finest walk-in humidor in the state.
I could use that right now.
Which
need
one,
about
the
a
cigar,
quad.
The cigar or the quad of coffee. Right.
Quad of the shots.
Yeah, of the espresso, yeah. Joe and Shelley have supported us community for like over 30 years. Veterans get discounts there. They're just good people. So it's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop
Drive. They have a wonderful
Drive.
Wine selection.
Yeah, they've got, I mean, they have, you can buy the coffee makers, the tea makers, wine, spirits, any type of accoutrements that you can figure for smoking.
Oh, Okay, get ready now. If you were talking at, say, 14 in the morning, and we're really looking forward to this next segment. We know you guys are going to be typing up a storm on the chat room, and our guests this morning are
Mike Contreras and Jim Dyer from Occupy Reading.
Good morning.
Can I say Occupy Reading or just the Occupy movement?
Well, we're from Reading, and so
and we're occupying, so it's occupying Reading.
Yeah, that's more.
My question was, Mike Flanagan had put a comment on, so he liked this that you all were going to be on, and my question was, if the Occupyers come to here to the studio, are we now being occupied?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, we need you to get closer up there, Jim. I know it's
come
early,
on, Jim. It's a microphone.
You know
you're used to it. You're
you
used to it.
I'm sneaking my way into this thing. I'm sneaking my way in.
Well, I think probably the first question, and I'm just going to come right out of the chute, is that why?
Why Occupy?
Why Occupy?
Because there's things wrong, and there's a number of things wrong, and Occupy started off in the United States, September 17th, on Wall Street, because the primary concern or the primary issue of what the movement was saying was wrong was the Wall Street's control over our government. And so that's why we occupy.
Okay, so Wall Street's control over the government. So there was how many Occupy movements started then?
Boy, that's a good question. I want to say the last 200. Time I looked at the map in the United States, yeah, it's probably somewhere near 200.
About
every
200.
Major city. And then lots of smaller cities. There's even an Occupy Red Bluff group. So even smaller cities. I've heard there was an Occupy Weaverville, but I don't know how many people they had to occupy there.
So where's the movement today,
Jim?
You said it started in September, okay? And it got lots of publicity, lots of things happening, of all kinds. It was one of the biggest events, I think they said, of Time Magazine said something about it's the protesters, were their people of the year or something like that.
It started off, with getting no publicity when it originally got going, and, it was widely ignored by mainstream press, and then things started to pick up. You know, the independent media was all over it, and I think the message was resonating the same way that the Tea Party's message was resonating originally. So. And we've seen a lot of arrests. We've seen I think a lot of people have seen some of the confrontations and things like that. And we've seen a lot of the camps busted up. And so I think where the movement is now is in different places all over. But it's I think more in a pullback mode and probably more in a planning mode. Probably now in a regrouping mode a little bit. And that was certainly the case for our version of it here in Reading as well.
I like the fact that you say version because, mainstream media, of course, the two of you care about your community. And I'm not saying that the protesters on Wall Street and what happened in New York, that people didn't care and they showed up because they were protesting and everyone has the right for their voice. But, of course, mainstream made it look into, villainistic, if you will, and that people left their crap and their cards and their paper and everything behind and muddied it up rather than having a civil protest. It turned into being a mess and you would hear in the mainstream as well that many businesses really suffered because of that.
I'd also say, that's a great example of how media can cover something and spin it any way you want. You know, a lot of us lefties, get videos sent to us all the time about, the people at Tea Party rallies, and people acting unprofessional or, not putting on a good face for the Tea Party movement. And so, the media can show, if you're a left-leaning media, you can show Tea Party people acting like idiots. If you're a right-leaning media, you can show left-leaning people acting like idiots. And so I would say that's more so an example of what's wrong with mainstream media. Because I've been to Oakland. I was at the general strike. I saw a lot of what happened. And
would you consider yourself, when you said we lefties, are you a lefty?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a progressive. And so
okay.
if you want to talk about political spectrum, I'd be, way far on the left over there.
And so when you, I think it's brave of you to come on what some people would call a conservative talk show. So how does a lefty just break bread at a table with a righty or with a lean to the right.
Well, first of all, I want to, and this isn't a suck-up kind of moment here, but I want to thank you guys for the range of programming you have here. And I think that that's more representative of what we have in this country than you know, the other perceptions that we have. And I think that one thing that's really important, too, is you know, we have a lot more in common than we do apart. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's been a certain... there's been something to gain for a certain group by having us all be divided. And so if we start looking at the things we actually have in common and can agree on, then we're finding some very interesting common ground there. And I was just talking to Mike Quinn before we got on here about when you start having groups that you would maybe categorize as on the far extremes of the left and right having some serious agreements about things, you better pay attention to what that agreement point is.
Well, that's what we talked about. And we got to take a break here. But this is what, Mike, we talked about last time. Many of the things that you all were wanting to achieve were the same things that the Tea Party were wanting to achieve. Not everything, and there's different ways of doing it, but there was a lot of things mainly about government that I think there's a lot of agreement between you all. We got to take a quick break here. Our guests are Mike Contreras and Jim Dyer of the Occupy Reading Movement. We're going to be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Sysco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sysco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. For your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sysco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:24 in the morning, January the 11th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber, give him a call. It's at 241-7866. Really can spruce up your house. go into your kitchen, your bathroom, outdoors, fire pits, or just, you know, just anything that you could use, because he does such great work. He's got something for every budget. Just call Estate Granite Marble at 241-7866-241-STONE and talk to Mike Huber. Take a check or check out their website at estategranite.com. Our guests for this segment of the show are Mike Contreras and Jim Dyer from the Occupy Reading movement, which is tied into all the other Occupy movements. Are you all going to support a political party or candidates? Do you all do that?
No, we're not about a particular political candidate. I'd say we're more about issues. And so if we had a number of different candidates, if we had, you know, real election reform and we had 10 people running for president that would all discuss the issues, we could probably, all of us individually would probably support different people for different reasons. But we're more so about individual causes as opposed to an individual candidate.
Okay. You've kind of, is Occupy Reading still occupying right now? Or, like you said, have you pulled back to kind of figure out what you're going to do this year?
We are actually still occupying. We're at the north end of downtown mall. And maybe some people have heard about, you know, the phase two of the occupation. A lot of the Occupy camps have been broken up. Ordinance have been put in place to not allow people to peaceably assemble and exercise their First Amendment rights. And so there's this second phase going on in the Occupy movement right now, which is a more calculated, a more pulled back and acting on specific issues. There's, you know, Martin Luther King Day is coming up, and so there's lots of plans for certain actions around that in support of one of the very first occupiers, Dr. King. There's actually, we just sent a representative to Washington, D.C. for Occupy Congress. January 17th is the first day that our Congress is back in session, and the Occupy movement from around the country will be convening on the steps of Congress to redress our officials for grievances. And so it's more of a pulled back and focused approach on these different actions that are going on around the country as opposed to a full-time occupation.
Do you have a do you have something here in Reading that you all are going to focus on that affects the people here in Reading?
Absolutely. There's been a couple of things that we've been working on, focusing on. Jim, during the break, was talking about the red light cameras. We actually have drones flying over Reading. There is a company called Air Cover that is out at the airport, and they work on a type of vertical landing and a takeoff technology used in drones, and they're flying them over the city of Reading right now. And so both of those things have to do with surveillance and assaults on our personal freedom. So we're looking into actions on both of those items.
Okay, we have a caller. Carol, good morning. Do you have a question for Mike or Jim?
No, I just have a comment.
Okay.
You guys are demonstrating against Wall Street, and actually you should be demonstrating in front of the White House. Wall Street is mostly made up of middle-class working people that have 401ks. They have little investments. They're not big business. Big business, I'm with you on that. And I mean big business like GE. They're in bed with the politicians. The unions, the big unions, are in bed with the politicians. They buy them. But as far as Wall Street goes, the biggest percentage of people that are involved with Wall Street are small investors, like the nurse at Mercy Hospital. And you guys want to destroy that. And my question is, are you against free enterprise, or do you realize that you are helping communism, socialism, Marxism? You need to educate yourself. And please, we have a free country, basically, still a few freedoms left, and you're stomping on them. please educate yourself. This corruption is coming out of the White House, and I just pray that you study this and know what exactly you're doing. And thank you for giving me some time.
You bet, Carol. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks, Carol, for your call.
There's a lot to address there.
Yeah, there's a
well,
lot.
Well, if we have to, we can go. We're going to take a break in like a minute, so we'll just go.
Well,
we can go
just,
on across
go
the other one too.
I would take exception to what she said about not being big business on Wall Street, because we're looking at, you know, some of the biggest, most powerful influences in the world there on Wall Street, and you know, the influence that a company like Goldman Sachs or Bank of America or Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase has on the government is pretty well documented and extremely powerful, with a lot of money lobbying into the White House, so into Congress, into our government. So, you know, that it's been determined that 94% of the politicians who raise the most money win their elections. It's impossible to ignore the powerful forces. Now, nobody in the Occupy movement is against free enterprise, or I mean, there may be some that are against it, but we're certainly not. I'm not against.
We gotta have to take a break here.
Yeah,
you're for making money.
Absolutely,
Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio. We're here for making money.
We're both business.
Miss a day, miss a lot. Yeah, we need to talk about that when we get back.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Dave Anthony. He won New Hampshire promising to fix the economy.
I will make sure that America once again is the best place in the world for entrepreneurs, for innovators, for job creators.
And now Mitt Romney's going to South Carolina.
I'll be out there selling this message and hopefully get support.
Rick Perry has attacked Romney as a job killer.
We've got to have a president who is an outsider who comes in with a record of creating jobs.
Perry's been campaigning almost nonstop in South Carolina since Iowa. Newt Gingrich is also there this morning, not deterred by getting just 9% in New Hampshire, hoping South Carolina will change the Republican race.
Are either going to center in and pick one conservative, or by default, we're going to send a moderate on to the nomination.
John Huntsman and Rick Santorum will also campaign in South Carolina today. Meanwhile, President Obama goes to Chicago for 3 big Democratic fundraisers. This is a Fox News Alert.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it, and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, celebrity voice impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears. along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Walk in, sit down. Car and Track magazine, National Geographic. Dr. Phil is not on the, or Oprah reruns, or The View is not on the TV. Man's Last Stronghold, what can I say? Everybody likes it here. From all spectrums. The Bad Bob needs to step a little bit closer to the beard trimmer here when you get over there. Our guests today from Occupy Reading are Mike Contreras and Jim Dyer. And we're finishing up a question that Carol asked. It was a good question, Carol. So, Jim, you want to continue on to that?
Yeah, I just I think one thing that's important is that I think most Americans would agree that we just want to all play by the same set of rules. And so you and I and everybody that we know plays by a certain set of rules. And when an industry can play by a different set of rules, i.e. the major players at the big banks on Wall Street, then we feel like that's not American, or that's not equality. I mean, here's an industry that got $700 billion worth of our taxpayer money for crashing the economy. And at the same time, we learned just in this last month and a half that they've also they took $7.7 trillion from the Federal Reserve Bank at no interest rate loans. So if somebody can loan you $1 billion at no interest, there's no way in the world you can't become a millionaire on that if you can loan that money out at a percentage that's a higher percentage. And so these are not rules that any of us get to play by. If we crash our business, then we just go down. If they crash their business, then they get rewarded, and all the CEOs still get to get their million-dollar bonuses. And so I think what people can really agree on at this point is, you know, and this is not something that becomes a Republican or Democrat issue. I mean, you have Hank Paulson under the Bush administration, who's a former CEO of Goldman Sachs. You've got Timothy Geithner now under Obama, who's, a big Goldman Sachs guy. So, you know, when you have this kind of influence, that's the point that I think that most people in this movement are trying to make, that there's no difference in some ways between the government and Goldman Sachs or these big financial industries. So we just want them all to play by the same set of rules.
Well, I think that when we start talking, it's not just business, as we were talking about. It's also the unions. It's also anybody that has a political impact. Obama came in saying he was going to change these rules. And what I have seen is that he hasn't changed the rules, and if anything, it's gotten worse. He took, and I'm from what my observations are, is that everybody said, oh, by God, big business on Wall Street did this to us. You know, I see no difference after almost 4 years that we're playing by the same rules by a guy who promised all this change. So what my point is here is you're both businessmen. You both have got, you know, your successful businesses and, you know, your homes that you pay for and your cars and all that. I mean, you're a capitalist in that sense. But if it's still happening and you've changed radically the parties and, the outlook on it, what's that tell you?
I wouldn't say there's if you're referring to a radical change in the government because if we switch from Republican to Democrat, I would disagree with that.
I'm saying is that Obama's viewpoints on things were quite radically different than Bush's.
The points he ran on were radically different, and so that gave a lot of us hope for change. And I think a lot of us have been, you know, disappointed in that change and have lost that hope that we were promised. And so, yeah, what I think the Occupy movement and what we're saying here, even locally, is that it doesn't matter if there's going to be Republican or Democrat. You know, they at the top of their priority list is keeping their job. And they do that by raising as much money as possible. And that happens by getting contributions from mostly the financial sector. You know, a lot of people, I have a diehard Democrat as a neighbor, and she was adamant that, you know, Obama didn't take any money from the financial sector. And I had to show her that Obama actually took three times as much as McCain and Palin did from the big banks, you know. And it's the reason why, you know, Timothy Geithner and the rest of Goldman Sachs are, you know, in the president's cabinet advising him. And so, yeah, there's...
Yeah, how's that working for us? Yeah.
Not very good at all, actually.
And you know, it's, a lot of people think that the financial result of the crash of 2008 hasn't fully actualized yet. And you know, if you listen to a lot of financial experts out there, you're gonna find that you know, you look at the European debt crisis right now, and you know, it has a lot to do with these derivatives bets. You know, there's $700 trillion out there bouncing around in derivatives bets in this dark market that can't be regulated. And you know, when the chickens come home to roost, that's what you have. You have these austerity measures that are trying to force on Greece, and you know, it. So I don't know that we've hit the bottom yet, and that's what I think a lot of people are looking at this year, going, you know, what's going to happen with this?
Well, we've got to take a break, and when we come back, I have a question I'm sure that's on many people's lips as far as running for office. We'll be right back.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, January 15th.
As we bring you an encore performance of Tony Maxey's adaptation of Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Featuring some of the North State's best voice talent, the story of the brave little mongoose is brought to life in this classic Rudyard Kipling tale.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
And Ken's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR1460. If you're just tuning in, Chat Packers, everybody in KCNR land, it is 56 degrees here in the current downtown studios. 8:43 in the morning again. And guess what? We are here with two of the Occupy Reading. And we're going to have some great questions coming up here in a second. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? Jeff Wurst down on 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. He can fix those little dents in your windshield or cracks up to 24 inches long. Okay, he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield over 2 years ago. I can't see it. He guarantees his work. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. He's a local guy, a veteran, and he does just wonderful work. So that's Redding Crackmaster on Market Street.
Okay, a question that's on our minds and on the tip of our lips, of course, is this. And we just had Senator Doug LaMalfa on this morning, and we have politicians that are actually vested in and very involved in party lines. And many people are wondering, okay, so you're protesting and those who are raising pickets and, signs and everything, why not get inside there and run for office?
Sure. I would say that
Mike.
Both thanks for the question. It's a great question. I would say that the Occupy movement needs to work within the system as well as without the system. And by that, I mean that, sure, that eventually there probably will be some candidates that come out of this. There's a call for a convening of all of the Occupy movement's representatives from all around the country to happen in Philadelphia this coming summer, and there may be some candidates that come out of that. But I would also say there is a place for having demonstrations, pickets, signs, holding signs. I would say when we're out there, like at the north end of the downtown mall here in Reading, we get about 95% positive feedback. And we also get a lot of people that walk through that have questions about why we're doing what we're doing, that aren't aware of things like Citizens United, that aren't aware of the control that Wall Street and big business has over our government. And we also get people that drive by or walk by with puzzled looks on their face. They don't understand what our sign that says "End the Fed" means. They don't know what the Fed is. And so if we can get even one or two people a day that drive by with that puzzled look and think, I wonder what the Fed is. What is the Federal Reserve? If they go home and Google it or something like that, they may their mind might open up to what the problem actually is. And so I would say there's a place for both working within the system and working without the system.
Okay, two questions here. Constitution. Living document needs to be changed, or it's a great document the way it is?
Jim? Follow the Constitution. I mean, I think that's we're not following the Constitution when we have something like the National Defense Authorization Act just signed by Obama on the last day of the year, which basically strips away our rights to
he can say fair, he can say trial. You guys are Occupy movement as terrorists
and lock us up indefinitely.
And that is such a frightening thought, that when he signs that, and here's a guy that promised all these freedoms,
first president in history to have that power.
At what point does he become a dictator now?
Well, we see the Patriot Act coming in under the previous administration, and now We see a lot of
and it's been strengthened.
We see a lot of our freedoms just being chipped away. That's why I say I try to get people away from Republican Democrat and that division and just say, hey, let's look at what's happened over the last 30 years. What's been the trend over the last 30 years, and where are we now?
So, Mike, a question and a good comment. But Mike, a question: why don't you run for office?
That is a good question. I own my own business. And with the little bit that I do for Occupy, I also build websites is one of the things I do. I built the OccupyReading.org website. I built the Amy Goodman in Reading, .com website. So I do a lot of other things. I guess I possibly could make time for becoming a candidate. I'd need to do a little more research on how government works. I'd say it's a possibility, but who's to say what will happen?
I'm just thinking, if you got all the people who are into the Occupy movement to put in some money, because it costs, of course, to campaign and do any of that, and you had somebody who was a voice for you guys, one voice, can get in there and kick around, maybe you would be the voice, some voice of reason for people to just like you said, where you can break bread and it's not behind closed doors, or it's not protesting on the end of the street, but you're actually in the game of politics to help make a difference.
There is a place for that, absolutely. Absolutely.
Federal Reserve. You mentioned that Federal Reserve Bank. Oh, that got a lot of comments. Would you do away with the Federal Reserve?
I personally, yep, would do away with the Federal Reserve. I don't think we need a collaboration of multinational banks that does really not much more than print money, increasing inflation and devaluing the dollar. We should go back to the system that our founding fathers wanted us to have, which is, you know, not fiat currency. And so, yes, personally, I would do away with the Federal Reserve. That is one of the 20 demands that the Occupy movement has been discussing for quite a while.
What has the Occupy nationwide? What has it accomplished since last September?
I think one thing that's accomplished is that message, getting that message out. Because if you look at what's happening in this campaign cycle, so often I think what people are frustrated with is that they're not seeing what they think are maybe the base, most important issues, like, for instance, the bank bailouts and the Federal Reserve Bank. I think that's what's so refreshing about Ron Paul is that, and I'm not getting on board and saying that, you know, that I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul.
Well, one of our Chad Packers is very happy about that.
Yeah, you just said the right words there.
good for him. I think I love the fact that Ron Paul is getting the message that he's getting out, especially when it comes to the troops and
foreign policy.
And you look at how many veterans have actually supported, you know, where they're supporting financially. But I mean, they're giving more money to Ron Paul than by far than any other candidate. So that tells you a little something. I mean, I think you really have to pay attention to what this guy's saying. And I think that as a veteran himself, I mean, he's somebody to really pay attention to.
Okay, for those who aren't following politics, and just real quick, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, what if you were to say, just give us a synopsis of why veterans are supporting Ron Paul? I just wanted, from the layman on the street, just a couple sentences. We'll be right back after KCNR 1460.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. You can stay. Carl and Linda Bott, little last segment here, 7:55 in the morning, 8:55 in the morning, sorry. Mike Contreras and Jim Dyer from Occupy Reading. We've talked about running for political office. We've talked about what they want to achieve. We've talked about doing away with the Federal Reserve Bank. And one of the things that Jim said is that there's a lot of servicemen. A lot of the military have supported Ron Paul. Why would you, in a couple of sentences, say that?
Well, you know, I can't speak for all the veterans out there, but I can tell you about the veterans from this conflict that I've spoken with, and I think, you know, they many of them got into the military because they're concerned about defending this country, and I think that they have questions about that now after 9 years in Iraq and their experience. I mean, these are the people that we've asked to do the most, you know, incredible job that, you know, of any man. This is the percentage of Americans that we really have to focus on. I congratulate you for your work with these veterans, and especially it doesn't end when the conflict ends. They have a lot, you know, that they need support about when they
the
come
support
back.
Support really begins then when they come back.
So I think if there's if they're giving money to a candidate that's saying, you know, we really have to be careful about what we put our men and women into when it becomes in terms of a violent conflict. And if I can only speculate from the few veterans that I've talked to that it's defending the country is something that they got into the business for, but they didn't get into the business for protecting an interest, you know, protecting a corporate interest or something that's not necessarily in line with protecting the country. So
and Jim and Mike, I understand. I did 30 years of this, and sometimes you're sent to places. I look at all the different places I've been sent to over 30 years, and I'm thinking, frankly, there was probably just one time that at some point the financial or corporate interest or the, you know, that whatever you can call it, anything you want to call it, wasn't involved, and I'm not even sure about that one. But it's also the interest of. But if you look at it like that, then I think. It may be simplistic to say that they're defending their country because they believe in keeping the country safe. And the fact that we've been attacked and this is it. Yeah, there's always things riding on it. I think that when people come back, they're proud of what they've done.
Sure, but they should be.
And I agree, though, is that, and to me, the real battle starts then is after they've come back, is to make sure that all of our veterans get what they require to support them after this. And it's not happening. It's not happening. It hasn't happened under the other last administration. It's not happening under this administration. And you've got to hold people's feet to the fire over that. So
I think it's just it speaks volumes that they're giving that money to Ron Paul. And so and most people know what he's been, you know, what his message is.
He's about bringing the troops home, stopping these endless wars for profit.
No, it is.
Kind of what I'm gathering from this hour with the two of you, and thank you for coming on, because of course we like to give a voice to what's it about. Who are you guys about? What are you representing?
North State
is that
Community
I'm getting
Radio.
That you really want to educate people.
Well, I think
most of it's about education.
Yeah, we got like 2 minutes, so
I appreciate that question. I think we're about community, and especially local community. I mean, look at your advertisers here. We're for the same thing. We're for local businesses doing good, you know. And I think we want to see people succeed. We want to see people empowered. We want to see people make money. But we don't want to see corruption, which trickles down onto us in a negative fashion, you know, which leaves us without freedoms, which leaves us without liberty, and which leaves us without opportunity or without a voice in our government. Mike.
Absolutely, and one of the ways that you can do that is people can get out of the big box stores. They can support their local businesses. They can go see Amy Goodman in Reading this weekend, this Saturday, by visiting amygoodmaninreading.com, which is an effort to support, and all the proceeds go to support local radio and local television. So,
Yeah, Sports KIXC, and also there's a couple of bands I think opening up for Amy.
There is. I think there's the
is there the Mule,
the Jim Dyer. No, that's Jim Mule Town. Sorry,
is it Mule Town or Jim Dyer?
It's Mule Town. Mule Town.
Okay. Oh, but
Jim Dyer's got that.
You
and Tori.
Yeah. Amy, tell us where that is.
It's at the David Marr Theater, which is the old what high school?
Shasta Learning Center. Goes back. It's Nova.
Yeah, I'm not from Reading, so I wouldn't know. Yeah. But
okay, well, thanks a lot for being here. This won't be the last time. Tomorrow we're going to have talking about rights and everything. Jim Nielsen's going to be on at 7:30 in the morning to talk about what's going on in the at the assembly, and also his new run, and also Reverge Anselmo is going to be come on and give his side of the story of what's happening with the county and that battle there. So. Tomorrow should be pretty exciting. And then Saturday or Friday, we're going to have Sheriff Lopez out of Siskiyou County to talk about what's going on up there. Good show today. Thanks
absolutely
for coming
thanks,
in, guys. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.